In an emotional moment, I'm sure, for this diplomat who's also our next guest. On February 21st, Ibrahim Debashi, Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, called Gaddafi his friend, but did an about-face last Friday and denounced the Libyan leader after supporting him initially. He joins us now. Ibrahim Debashi is Libya's deputy, we could say, I suppose, former deputy ambassador to the United Nations, who it's been described as having defected from the Gaddafi regime. Mr. Debashi, would you describe yourself as a defector?
Good morning to everyone. In fact, I don't know how to describe myself, but I describe myself as a Libyan diplomat who sided by the Libyan people and left the regime.
Was that an emotional decision for you to oppose the person who you reported to, or are you making a bet here?
No, not at all. In fact, according to our system, I am not related to Colonel Gaddafi in any way. I am a career diplomat in the foreign affairs, and I never been appointed by Colonel Gaddafi. I have been appointed normally as any other diplomat in the foreign affairs. So it happens to be that I am the highest diplomat here to be the deputy permanent representative of Libya to the United Nations. So I am not nominated by Gaddafi or his government. It is a simple nomination by the foreign affairs.
We're speaking with Ibrahim Debashi, who's Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, who is in opposition to the Gaddafi government in Libya. Help us to be reassured this morning that your nation is not actually devolving into a bloody civil war. We have reports of counterattacks by pro-Gaddafi forces outside of the oil port city. Benghazi has declared itself a free zone, but there are calls for Benghazi to be attacked by pro-Gaddafi mercenaries. What's going to happen?
No, when civil war is people against people. What we are witnessing now in Libya is the regime against his people. We are certainly there will not be any kind of civil war in Libya because the whole Libyan people is against Gaddafi, and who are now defending, who are now fighting at the side of Gaddafi are a few mercenaries and some people who has been bought by money by Gaddafi and his sons to constitute the security battalions. So normally it is not even the Libyan army who are fighting beside Gaddafi. So it is a special unit constituted specially for the protection of Gaddafi and his family. So it has nothing to do with the Libyan people. The Libyan people, whether it is in the east or in the west or in the south, all they are on the same side, and they are all against Gaddafi.
All right. I suspect you were gratified by the Security Council's unanimous decision over the weekend to condemn Colonel Gaddafi, but what do you want the international community concretely to do to protect civilians inside Libya?
Well, for the moment, I think the most important is to try to find to take some measures to prevent Gaddafi from using the air force against the civilians. You know, this morning, hours ago, he used the airplanes, fighter airplanes, to attack Ejdabia, Zwetina, and he's using pilots. I am sure they are not Libyan pilots. They might be. There are some information that they either be from Ukraine, Belarusia, or Serbia.
All right, so, Ibrahim Debashi, let's talk specifics then. The Security Council has called on Colonel Gaddafi to be investigated for crimes against humanity. Do you believe that the international community's reluctance to impose a no-fly zone constitutes a tolerance of war crimes?
I think so. The international, there is a broad international support for imposing a no-fly zone, but I know there is some reluctance among a few countries. But anyway, I think it is very important to impose it as soon as possible.
But the U.S. has backed away. The Obama administration says it's a long way off. It buys Gaddafi time.
I really don't believe that it is so complicated for the United States. I think even with the direct threat from the U.S. that any Libyan plane which will fly in the air of the coastal Libyan ships will be shut down. This, I think, will deter the regime to use the fighter planes. I think this is. This is a coward regime, and I think he knows when the United States make a direct threat to him, he certainly knows that it is serious.
Is the leadership that would be an alternative to Colonel Gaddafi should he leave already in place in Libya? We've heard that this morning.
Anyway, I think the only thing before him is either he leaves as soon as possible, or the Libyan people will get rid of him. Anyway, this is his last chance. The only thing that could be negotiated with him, it is not directly through international community, is to give him the chance to get out of the country.
And you would give him that chance?
We certainly to limit the number of victims we have on the Libyan people have no problem about that. He may leave the country. Yes.
Ibrahim Dabashi, Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, calling for the international community to impose a no-fly zone while the time is right, and also saying that the leadership and the people support the opposition. Ibrahim Dabashi, thank you so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.